Welcome to Social Geek Radio. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hi, everybody. This is Social Geek Radio and Deb Evans, one of the co-hosts. My co-host, Jack Munson, is out on assignment this week, so he's left me alone here in the studio with our guest, and it's all good. So we're going to be talking about social media and the real estate market, but so I want to share a geek it out with everybody. One of the things that I know when families are looking for homes, the schools are a big interest. So there is an app called Great Schools Finder, and you can find this app, and it appears, and I believe our guest is going to be able to talk to it too, but it's going to show you and do a comparison of schools in the community that you're searching for when you're where you're relocating. So I'd say check it out. Go to your iTunes store or Google Play and look for Great Schools Finder and get a map and compare the schools based on your current location. So I'm going to move right into the green room and let Seth Guerra out. Seth is a longtime friend of mine that we actually became friends on Twitter first, and he held a tweet up, and probably was my first tweet up that I went to, so I got to meet him in person, and we are now Facebook friends and LinkedIn connections and have had several lunches and dinners together. And Seth, it is great to have you on to talk about real estate and social media and have you here on Social Geek Radio on our podcast. So how are you today?
I'm doing well, Deb, and it's a pleasure to be on with you today. And gosh, you bring back some great memories of the early days of Twitter and the tweet-ups and the connections that we were making locally here in Houston and across the United States and even globally. It's just been an amazing time period, so to speak, of this online and social media world, and you're a big part of that in my point of view. So yes, good to be on the radio with
it. It is fun. I was speaking to somebody earlier today, and she mentioned, actually she's going to be a guest on Social Geek Radio next week, so I won't tell who it is, but she, of all her social media connections, because she lives in Canada, she hasn't met many people in the real world, and I was telling her how thrilled I am that when I get to meet somebody in the real world, it's just something, it feels like, you know, you've known them for years because, you know, you're socially connected. So fun. So let's let's talk about real estate and social media. But what, you know, tell us a little bit about the latest trends in real estate and how it relates to the online business.
Yeah, that's, thank you for asking that because, you know, there is a statistic that is widely known and used in the real estate circles that 90% of consumers out there begin their search for a home online through the various real estate apps, whether it's the Zillow, the Trulia, the Realtor.com, or say, for example, the local real estate association, Houston Association of Realtors, has their own search engine that provides details and information on properties that are here in Houston, the Houston metropolitan area. So there is very much a movement to have realtors like myself and the brokerage firms getting in between the consumer and the decision-making process online. So that's a big ongoing factor in the market right now.
Well, and you mentioned HAR, and I know I use that site a lot because my husband does home inspections. But, you know, for the consumer, somebody that's overwhelmed with the fact that they're trying to move and relocate and find schools and, you know, find the best house, you know, how do they take advantage of all these platforms? And then how do they determine which one of these platforms is the better one to, you know, narrow that search down instead of using all of them at the same time?
Right. It is best to focus on one site, whether it's Zillow or Har or Realtor.com. It's best for the consumer to focus on one site. Texas and many other states are non-reporting states, meaning that these independent real estate sites do not have pricing information. And so a lot of their information is gathered in the dark, so to speak, and in some cases it is delayed by several weeks. So when you use a proprietary app such as Har, which reports direct from the Houston market and will provide the most accurate and updated information. So if you're working with a real estate agent, I'm sure here in Houston and across the United States and the world, they will direct you to the local real estate association that has their own proprietary platform or app or website, and to use that one because it has the most accurate and updated information available to the consumer.
Sure, makes sense. So let's look at it now instead of from the consumer side, but maybe from the real estate brokers. You know, how are brokers today taking advantage of all these online opportunities? It must be, I would assume that it's like awesome for them, but maybe not.
No, it is, and I'm with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, which everybody is familiar with Better Homes and Gardens magazine, and that is the flagship of our corporation, and so they've done a great job of not only giving us marketing tools that relate to the real estate world, but also from a corporate standpoint, use all the major social media platforms such as Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn to help provide a branding. So not only are they out there branding Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate with the latest articles and photos and newsworthy items out there, but then when me as a local independent realtor goes out there and I start using the platforms, there's a symbiosis, so to speak, where consumers can see not only the national firm out there using the social media, but just the local independent guy using the social media platforms as well.
Very good. Yeah, that makes sense. And it's funny, actually, until I saw that you were with Better Homes and Gardens, I didn't really know that Better Homes and Gardens had a real estate agency. I love the magazine. I mean, I'm very familiar with that. So, right. You know, just right. Personally, it's like, wow, look at this. You know, there's a real estate agency under Better Homes and Gardens. Pretty
yeah,
cool.
It does make sense for a corporation that had such a great branding for homes and the interior and cooking and homemaking and things like that, to have a branch that is devoted to real estate. And it's a big movement in the real estate industry now. You'll see major local franchises being absorbed by, say, the Berkshire Hathaways of the world or the Sotheby's Internationals of the world. And in our case, the local franchise was Gary Green, and which sold to the franchise to Better Homes and Gardens, hence the name Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Gary Green here in Houston. And we have a number of offices with over 1,000 local real estate agents here in the Houston metropolitan area. So a great presence throughout the metropolitan area.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. There's one not far from me in the Tomball area. So we mentioned earlier when we first came on, you know, how you and I met through Twitter, you know, that we were connected on Twitter. So
yes,
you are obviously a social media user, and now you're,
yes,
you know, in the real estate market. How do you personally use social media today, whether just for your personal use and then for business?
Right. Yes, I still have my personal Facebook account, but I also have my Twitter, my LinkedIn, and a business page for Facebook, and my Instagram. And I use them all fairly regularly. I like Instagram in the sense that if I'm on the run and I'm showing a property, doing an open house, previewing what's on the inventory in my particular area, I can snap a photo and then blast it out to not only my Facebook, but my Twitter through Instagram. It's kind of like a little mini Hootsuite, so to speak. And then I also have my Facebook business page and my LinkedIn page also, where I share articles and newsworthy items that I think that local consumers and folks that are in my circle of connections that would be interested, and just keeps them updated on the fact that, you know, I'm always researching and studying and staying on top of the trends. So as a consumer, I would hope that somebody would feel comfortable giving me a call and asking for some advice or hiring me to help them on their real estate transaction.
Well, and one of the things that I get in the mail from you, and it's totally not social media, it's actually a print material, is the magazine. And I think I told you, I don't know, we were having lunch or something, but I love that magazine that comes in the mail. It's got great articles in there. The recipes are usually, that's one of the things, I open it up and I look, oh, what recipe is Seth sharing today? And I've made them, and they're really good. So I love how you and Better Homes has taken that traditional along with the social and combine them. You know, I like both of the platforms, both the print and the social piece of it. Love
right.
The magazine.
Yeah, it's a known fact that there is so much noise out there. You know, from the time that we wake up in the morning to the time we go to bed at night, we are just bombarded, you know, with media messages, advertising, marketing messages, commercials, and whatnot. So to break through that noise, you know, it takes a concerted and disciplined, focused effort to kind of target your sphere of influence and to ask for referrals and to just get out there on the social media platform so that people know who you are. And it really does work. I can count a number of times when people have contacted me through social media, and we've begun a real business relationship. So it's no secret that it really does work.
So they're contacting you through those social media channels. Are you finding any one channel where the clients or potential clients are finding you and you're more engaged, or is it just a, you know, pretty fair share with all the channels? Is there a favorite?
I think my favorite is Facebook. I have most fun with it. But Twitter gets out there quite a bit. It's easy to put information out there just for general consumption and to just get it out there and have people retweet it and things of that nature. But just a quick short story on the book, my most recent book, which is Gumbo for the Tiger Soul, a book related to LSU football stories and recipes. I developed a friendship with a fan that found me at a book signing. We became Twitter friends. We became Facebook friends. And I've only seen this person one time at a book signing, but I'm starting this week on a business relationship helping this Twitter fan to sell and then buy a new property. So that's kind of interesting.
Oh, cool.
Came up at this time, yes.
Yeah, very good. So we talked a lot about, you know, social media and why our real estate agent should certainly adopt and become very social. But I bet that there's some things that you can share that social media cannot do in this industry.
Yes, and as I spoke to at the beginning was that, you know, there is such a trend right now because consumers are going online to find their homes and purchase, make their buying decisions online. You know, I would submit to you that social media cannot do it all. Social media cannot make the appointment for you. Social media, if you're looking at photos of different properties, you cannot really get inside that home. The realtor can. Social media, you know, if you cannot get inside the house, you don't have a really a good feel for the space. You don't know if there's a mildewy smell or the smell of pets or smoke or anything of that nature. So and just on that, too, speaking to that, odor is the number one reason people do not buy a particular property. So social media cannot get you into that space. You need the realtor there to negotiate the deal, to submit the contracts, and to negotiate a trained negotiator to work on your behalf, in your best interest. And so, again, that's where social media just is not going to cut the mustard for you.
Right, right.
So those are just some things there that social media can't do.
Yeah, good thing we don't have smell-o-vision, because I'm sure some of those houses are pretty stinky. But then there are times that it's like it would be beneficial. So real estate agencies, and I can tell you that, you know, it wasn't a few weeks ago that I talked to an agent and said, oh, yeah, I only use the real estate site, whether it was HAR. It's like, what? You're not on Facebook or Twitter or taking advantage of Pinterest or Instagram? And I was pretty surprised by that. So you guys are very smart, taking advantage of all those opportunities that we have. If our listeners have a question or they want to reach out to you, what's your contact information? How best should they contact you?
Right. My phone number is public, so I don't mind sharing that out there to the world. It's 713-298-6070. And you can go to my website also, which is tanglewoodluxuryrealestate.com. It's a little bit long, but if you Google my name or the phone number, you can find me. Cess Guerra, it's C-E-S. Guerra, G-U-E-R-R-A, and then once again, my phone number is 713-298-6070, and you can find me at Twitter at CESLSU, that's C-E-S-L-S-U, and also the Facebook page is Tanglewood Luxury Real Estate.
Yeah.
And